Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lanny.
Nick and Cecil on the Fan, and we go to the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline to talk to Dr. Mike Bott, who is proper with posture, the pinnacle sports performance and rehab as well. Dr. Bott, good evening. Welcome to Nick and Cecil. And I just want to know, first and foremost, what do players need to go through in preparation for training camp? You've got the heat. You've got rigorous activity that you haven't done in basically a month. So what are some of the things players need to focus on most? Flexibility, all these sorts of things. What should players focus on most as training camp kicks off tomorrow?
Well, guys, first of all, thank you guys so much for having me on your show, man. I appreciate it. This is fantastic. I love it. You know, I think a lot of this is really based on, really you have to be hydrated, of course, as you said, but it's mobility and stability screening. You know, you got to know where you're strong, where you're weak, where you need to be more mobile, where you need to be more strong. You know, and football is a very specific positional sport, right? So every position, you have to have different mobility and stability. And so I think those things need to be looked at preemptively throughout the season and monitored, right? So your safeties are going to have different mobility and stability than your offensive lineman, and it looks just different than your quarterback or your running backs, right? So I think you have to look at that, too, and say, hey, what do we need to focus specifically, not just on a whole body conditioning program, but what are the necessities of that player in their skill position to make them a better athlete and make them play the season pain-free.
Now, Dr. Mike, the biggest thing here has been the injuries to guys like Von Miller. And Von Miller is 32 years of age, going into another training camp, but he's had a battle with injuries. And the biggest one, especially for an edge rusher, is an ankle injury. I think it was kind of a ligament injury, and it was a grade 3. For a guy like Von, who is 32 and going into another training camp, what is it that the Broncos medical staff need to do to make sure that they keep Von on the field, not just for preseason, but for 17 games?
You know, interesting injury, you know, non-contact injury. He actually was a tendonous injury. He injured the peroneal tendon, which had to be reconnected. The peroneal tendon sits behind your on the outside part of your ankle. And so it's really important for lateral stability when you push off, right? And so you played safety, you got to know when you got to push off to one way to make a move as a linebacker, you got to be able to be ready to go. And so, you know, the peroneal tendon and the peroneal muscle is really important. It pulls your foot up and out, see, right? So if you think about it, when you pull your foot up and out, you're bringing the big toe up towards you, and that's where you use that pressure push down with your toe, your big toe especially, to push off. And if that's not working right, that's got to be, you know, make sure that that's the rehabilitated correctly, as well as, you know, calf strengthening and upper body strengthening and lower body strengthening as well, particularly into the hamstrings to get that, have bigger muscles make up for those injuries, right?
We are talking to Dr. Mike Bott here on Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And, well, Doc, hamstring problems can linger with speedy guys. KJ Hamler is a player that we all know has talent. He's got a ton of speed. You got to watch out for those hammies. What can those super fast guys, because, again, it seems like maybe it's just me, those hamstring problems linger for those type of guys. What can those speedy guys do to really take caution with their hammies?
I tell you, I've done this for 29 years now, and that's the biggest breakdown I see in people is their weak hamstrings. It's amazing. The athletes that I work with and the caliber of athletes, that I, as a small Indian guy who's 5'9", 165 pounds, can break their hamstrings with a manual muscle test, right? It baffles me. It's like, it's amazing how weak hamstrings can be. It's, you know, all the muscles in our posterior chain are weak. Like, our hamstrings are weak, our glutes are weak, our upper back's weak. So we don't work those areas because we sit all the time and we slouch, and this is where the posture stuff comes in, right? And so what happens is when your hamstring, especially with a sprinting athlete, you have to make sure your hamstring is strong as can be. You know, you have to make, you know, the ratio should be closer to your quads than normal, right? As in a normal person. So I think that for somebody that's that has to sprint, I mean, your hamstrings have to be strong as can be and stable, because that is a big part of your knee injuries too, is if your hamstring's not strong enough.
But Dr. Mike, you hit on something that's real important that I think is kind of overlooked when we look at injuries for, you know, maybe the average Joe or professional athletes, and that's posture. How does posture play a role, if at all, when it comes to injuries?
You know, I think it's a big part of it because it happens at a young age. You start with bad posture at a young age and you slouch. You don't put the three curves back in your spine and you don't, you know, put your alignment at the way that it should be. If you're in that position all the time, you're going to have trouble because the muscles in the back of your body, like I said, your upper back, your glutes, your hamstrings, your, you know, those are all weak muscles. And so if those aren't strong enough, you can't stand with good posture, right? Because your muscles in the front, your beach muscles are way too strong. And so you can't counterbalance that with the muscles in the back. And so that's where the posture comes in so important, especially when you start to strengthen. You got to make sure that you do twice as much in the back muscles as you do in the front.
Well, you know, Dr. Mike, you know, there's so many foam rollers out there, but you have a foam roller called the Swing Back. And tell the listeners about that, where they can find that, and why is it so important for everyone, especially not those who are just professional athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Swing Back, I designed it in such as patented, and it's got vibration with it now as well. It's the way it's designed. I sent you one as well. It's, you know, the middle part is indented for your spine, and there's knobs or protrusions that can work on trigger points in your bodies to help with blood flow, circulation to those injured tissues. You know, they can go on swingback.com, swingbak.com. Now, I'll tell you what, I'll put in a little promo code for you guys if they want to get some 15% off. I'll give you that at the end of the call. But it's designed in a way that I kind of envisioned my hands on a patient, right, or an athlete, of what I would do in integrated into a foam roller. And so, you know, Nick Baldo is on board with us. We have plenty of athletes that's used in multiple sports franchises across the country, multiple NFL teams, NBA teams, collegiate teams. So it's been a really fun thing to develop and work with because, A, I think it helps the performance of athletes. It helps the performance of the general population just by helping the posture, by using it with very specific protocols that we've developed as well.
Or Dr. Mike, what is that link for our listeners to get 15% off of the foam roller?
Why don't we do the Fan 104.3? How about that?
There it is. The Fan 104.3. And what's the exact website, Dr. Mike?
Swingback.com, SWINGBAK.com.
Swingback.com.
Yep, and give me about 10 minutes after the call, and I'll get this. I'll put that promo code into our site, and we're good to go.
There it is, Broncos Country. You want a foam roller? Dr. Mike will give you 15% off. Just include the code TheFan1043, and you're on your way. Dr. Mike, thank you for all your professional information. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on your show, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful evening.
And there we have him, Dr. Mike Bott on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. When you asked him about posture, you sat up straight. Notice this?
No, I did not.
I noticed things about you that you may not even notice yourself.
Did I really?
Mm-hmm. You just talk about posture and you're like, whoop.
I guess it happened kind of organically.
Organically?
Yeah, because think about it. I know you on Friday night. Right, you got your PUBG, you got your Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
And you would always talk about...
And totally bad posture.
Right. You always talk about your bad posture.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, I said, well, having Dr. Mike come on and mention posture and how important it's not just for professional athletes and making sure that they stay healthy and they're on the field for 17 weeks, but also maybe my guy Cecil Lammy would hear the word posture, not panic, but posture, and then decide to, when he's playing PUBG, right, sit up. Let's
I might get some more chicken if I do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Why is it, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
You sure you don't want to throw anyone under the bus?
Kind of do. Anyway. Why is it, and I just remember Ricky Waters years ago. For who, for what? When Ricky Waters was with Seattle, and he came to camp one year, and Rookie was, you know, 225, 215, something like that. So he came to camp one year, he was like 195. Best shape ever. Greatest shape of my life.
Yeah.
Hurt immediately. It always makes me nervous, man. And we saw it with Vaughn last year. The greatest shape Vaughn's in ever. Ankle. non-contact. And I'm like, is it something about working out at a different size? I mean, this isn't why I'm afraid to work out or barely touch either one of my telecons.
I was wondering,
plural.
Is Cesar starting to give me excuses as to why he doesn't exercise?
No. Well, I do exercise, I just don't exercise enough.
Okay.
Let's say that.
We'll say that.
But why is it that it seems like whenever you hear, I'm in the greatest shape of my life, oh, my neck and my back, why does that connect?
Because it's a freak accident, Cesar. Just think about...
Freak accident all the time, everyone says, well, greatest shape of my life.
Whoa. Not all the time. If something is happening to you, then you are injury prone. What happened to Vaughn was a freak accident, right? You're in practice, you're making a plant, and you go down. I watched Jet McKinnon right before, a day before we were set to take a plane to Minnesota to play his team, his former team.
He was ready to go?
He was ready to go.
Prove him wrong.
He caught a pass in the flat, a swing route. No one's in front of him. He made a cut, boom, down on the ground. He himself was in the best shape of his life. So I see where you're trying to go with this,
yeah.
But the idea is that there are freak accidents that actually take place. Think about Dak Prescott's injury. How freakish was that, right? So it's a matter of chance. Anyone can be injured. You can be injured taking a shower. Heck, you can be injured at home with your dog and fall down the stairs and injure yourself, right? That's
or
happened.
Grab a teammate's wife on the other end.
I know nothing about that. All I'm saying, someone's falling down the stairs.
I don't know anything about that either.
Right. So anyone can get injured. I've watched you sit in this chair, and a chair just kind of magically on its own go down.
It, like, falls.
Yes, like there's some kind of spookiness.
I blame D-Mac.
Why you blame him?
I don't know. Just because it sounds good. But, like, seriously, this chair is awful. You know, like... I don't mean to ask for too much, but, you know, maybe a new chair in the studio.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a bad thing.
Probably not.
Just saying.
But injuries can happen at any time.
Whose chair is that? Who bought that chair? That's not my chair. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what I... Two chairs? That's what I say. Not two chains. Two chairs.
I thought you were going, two pair.
You're my man. I can't finish that. It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. Training camp begins tomorrow, but everyone is thinking about a sale. Why that sale is probably going to happen, but they say isn't going to happen. We'll tell you next.